Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
It's Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Leroy, who is not our friend, guys. Because guess what? You know what Leroy did this weekend? You know what Leroy did this weekend? That's right. I'm going to say it. Grab that microphone. How dare you? How dare you?
What?
Apologize. Actually, no, don't apologize. Clearly, we're not as friends as I thought we were.
That's not true. I should have been clear with what I said. What I said was...
What you said was, I had a party this weekend. What I said was, I had a party this weekend. Right? And I'm like, a party this... I don't remember Leroy inviting me to a party this week.
It wasn't like that. I had a party.
At his house. Not that he went to a party. He had a party at his house.
I would have invited you guys if it was my party. It went like this. So a friend of mine was throwing a birthday party, or wanted to throw a birthday party for their brother, who was turning 50. And so they asked if they could use my place. And so it worked out. Everything was fine. I will say this, though. However, I've never been a part of throwing a party. Add on the fact that it was where I live and, you know, some things could happen. Let me tell you. I was standing in the corner shook. Now, at first, the party was kind of thin. So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. Man, all of a sudden, it turned into like a scene from House Party the movie. And oh my God, I'm standing in the corner and I'm like, please God, don't let nothing fall. Don't let nothing break. Don't let the
liquor. Don't let me get evicted.
What is it? Libations? What is it? Don't let that get to flowing. And people start acting up. But it ended up being a very, 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 very good event. It was a lot of fun. And just for the record, again, Romero, don't put it out there like that. If I ever do throw a party, y'all will be the first three to get an invite.
But you did throw a party this week.
It wasn't my party.
Well, hold on a second. So you were just like the venue, like the Polish club?
Yeah. Yeah. I was the venue.
Did you say, oh, I'll get this, I'll get that, I'll decorate? Or did they just say, can I use your place? You said, yeah, and they showed up with everything.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of how it went. But I was the door guy. Yes, I was.
What, stamping people? Like, what do you mean the door guy?
Anytime someone showed up,
yeah,
a text message would go out to me saying, hey, so-and-so's downstairs. Do you mind letting them in? So I was just running back and forth. I didn't mind. It was, you know, I love doing it.
Can I just say,
yeah,
if you ever have a party or anyone, I'm okay with not being invited.
Oh, no.
That way, kind of with you there,
no. Wow. Making me get dressed up on a weekend? Nah, I'm good.
What? And Melissa, I'm really shocked at you.
I mean, I'm not a house party person. I don't know.
She's more of a party with strangers at a place where you lose your money person.
Casino party person.
I'm not, it's not, it's just in
fun's
general.
Fun's different for different people.
I'm just not a house party person. I don't think I would go to...
Well,
unless
I would.
It's like a holiday party's different.
No.
You need a theme?
I don't know what it is. Even holiday parties. Because I'm thinking like I am going to one a holiday party, but I don't know.
Wait, what would work for you two? Like, what kind of party? I need to take notes.
I more am like a get together with like my family, like my cousins, a small group, or even though I have a million cousins, or a couple friends. I don't want to be around a whole, it takes too much out of me. It really does. So, like having to socialize that much is, especially if there's a lot of people I don't know, it just takes a lot out of me. I'm telling you, when I went to that wedding recently, like
still recovering.
I was like in my bed the whole next day because it just takes a lot of energy. And that's really what, like, because I'm an introverted person, and that's really what it means, is like social stuff like that just takes a lot out of you. And I'm like, I need to sit down.
And see, I believe that from Pebbles. I do.
Yeah.
Melissa, you better not say the same thing.
You know what I would rather do? I'd rather do a dinner. I would rather do a dinner with groups of friends. Yeah. And if the dining leads to drinking in excess and getting drunk and acting a fool, so be it.
So you just want to do a sitting down?
And eating.
You don't want to do too much standing up. I mean, there's going to be food. I'm sure you had food at the party. Yeah.
She wants a party sitting down.
Yeah, music. Yeah.
Games were on. Okay, the games is cool.
Oh, a little pin the tail on the donkey?
No, what do you mean? Talking about college football. Yeah, college I'm assuming football was if on. It was a Saturday. Yeah, that would be great. That'd be cool. I'm like, you said pin the tail. Play that anymore.
I don't want to dance. Y'all don't want to get up and...
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's just, like, I don't know. It depends on how much liquor I have in my system. It depends.
Yeah, well, in order to get that liquor in your system, you got to show up to the party and drink.
No, I know.
See, I dance at weddings. And that's it. And then
I
recover.
Hate weddings too.
Then I recover the next day.
I don't dance, but I'll still go to the party. You got people.
I think he's lying. Who thinks he's lying? I call a lie.
You can call a lie all you want, but
Saturday night, you get invited to a party at Leroy's house. Are you going?
What do you think? I'm going to go on a Wednesday night? If that's what I'm going to do, it Friday or Saturday night. Yeah. What do you mean that I'm going to go? That's what I do.
I call using the kids as an excuse to not go.
You could call whatever you want, but if you have a party. I go to, what holiday party have I missed? Whenever they have one here.
He's not saying it was a holiday party, just a regular random party on a Saturday night.
So why would I not go to my friend Leroy's? I go to parties like if my neighbors who I barely know have one, I'm like, let's go.
Well, that's okay. That's different.
See,
you're walking across the street. This is, you'd be driving from Shrewsbury to Quincy on a Saturday night.
My wife will be driving for me because I'm going to be drinking at the party.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you don't have to believe me, Leroy. Have a party, invite me, and we'll see.
Yeah. Keep
all
waiting.
I ask Pebbles and Melissa is that if I do throw a party, at least just come through, stay for 30 minutes, and I'll understand.
Pebbles doesn't even want to stay for a half hour. Pebbles does not like you.
You know what? It's not that. She'll
FaceTime.
It's the whole process of having to, like, get off the couch. I have to get dressed up, sort of.
My.
And then, no, it's
the process of getting off the couch. There's no process.
No,
up.
Why?
What do you need to do? How many steps are there?
Listen, once you're in a spot, you just move from one spot on the couch to the other spot, like, and watch your show.
Stand. Oh, my goodness.
No, I might as well stay 2 hours if I'm going to get up. It's the whole thing. It's like going to the gym. The hardest part is like getting there.
They're trying to discourage you from having a get-together.
No, your fun.
Well, for the record, I'm just putting this out there.
Yep.
I'm really thinking about having a New Year's Eve party. So
really?
Please, Pebbles, I already planned.
Oh, but you go party somewhere else.
Yeah. I've had plans for this for 3 months already. I've had my New Year's plans for 3 months.
What are they?
I'm not telling you.
You and Jamie? What are you guys going to do?
I'm not telling you.
Ooh.
You can probably take a guess. I got a room and everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, look at that.
I mean, they're having a theme party. I go every year. It's fun.
What's the theme?
Sit down dinner.
The theme is give us your money. That's
it's
the
a
theme.
Prom
the theme. The theme that's happening right now.
It's a prom theme.
You're going to be wearing a prom dress and your gay boyfriend's going to wear a prom
a tuxedo
suit. Oh, my God. I think I have plans that
night. Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.